Today's Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chaf Hey. We will begin on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. In our previous Shurim, we have been discussing that there are certain Isurim in the Torah, particularly those that we have been discussing in this Masechta, for example, Chametz BePesach, that the Aloch is that they're also not only Bachila, they're even also Bahano. We have also been discussing that although there are Isurim that are not only Asur Bachila, they're also Asur Bahana, we have learned at the end of our previous year that when something is eaten, Shloi Kedarech Achila, or something, one has Hana from something, Shloi Kedarech Hana, not in the normal fashion of having Hana. So we learned in our shir, that is not considered having eaten it. That is not considered having had Hana. And therefore, Shloi Kedarech Achila, Shloi Kedarech Hana, typically one will not be Chayiv. Begins the Gemara with today's shir. Amar Abaye Hakol Moedim, even the opinions that hold Shloi Kedarech Hana is Potter. Hakol Moedim Kale Karen. That when you had Ano from Kale Kerem, even not in the normal fashion of having Ano, you're Chayiv. My Tama, Mishum Deloik Sibo Achila. The Torah doesn't use the word Achila when it speaks about the Issa of Klayim. The reason the Torah did not, so we're learning now that only when the Torah uses the word achila to describe an iser, that's when it's only kederach achila, kederach hana. But when those words weren't used at all, then the halacha would be, doesn't make a difference, it's kederach achila, or shloi kederach achila, kederach hana, or shloi kederach hana, you will be chayif. And I saw that the Sefer Pri Torah explains why. How do we understand this? Because he says that if the Torah wrote the Isser Loi Toichel, so the Torah, and that's the way the Torah expressed this Isser, so the Torah is trying to teach us that if you didn't do it in that fashion, then you're not considered having eaten or having had an all. But the fact that the Torah went out of its way not to write Achila, that's a raya. That's the Raya Chayiv, even Shloi Kederach Achila and Shloi Kederach Hana. In fact, the Shagas Arya says that a Chiddush, that when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, one is Chayiv even if he ate Shloi Kederach. Because again, if we look at Yom Kippur, he says, the Torah does not describe the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur with a Lashon Achila. The Torah says, Kol HaNefesh Shloi Suna. And he says, learning our Gemara, we just learned that if it's not described by Derech with Loshen Achila, then you chayiv even for Achila Shloi Kederech. The Ktzav Sofer disagrees. The Ktzav Sofer says that even though on Yom Kippur it doesn't say the word Achila regarding the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, still you put on Achila Shloi Kederech. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says more than one place that the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur is connected to Yisuvei Data, Yishuv Adas. It says, when you eat something, Shloi Kederach Achila, which, as we explained in the previous year, means you ate something which is not the way people normally eat something, or you ate raw chalev, we said, or you made what you're eating non-edible, that doesn't bring yishuv adas. On Yom Kippur, if you eat something, on Yom Kippur, everything depends on yisuvei data. Meisei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, isi Yehuda Omer, nine bas b'cholav shuasur. How do we know that one may not eat bas b'cholav? Nemar kan, the pasuk says regarding bas b'cholav ki am kodesh ato, nem lahalon regarding the issa treifa, v'anchi kodesh ti and lu, ma lahalon, just like bas b'treifa, we know it's also b'achila, Afkan, so too bas b'chalav is asa b'chila. Vengli ela b'chila. We only know that bas b'chalav is asa b'chila b'hanoa minayim. How do we know that bas b'chalav is asa b'hanoa? Amarta b'kav v'chaymer. We say the following kav v'chaymer. Ma orla. If we speak about orla, which we've been speaking over the last couple of days, a situation where no, when some, which is that the first 3 years of fruit coming out of a tree, it's orla. Now, when we speak about orla, lo nev da'aveira, when somebody planted that tree, he hasn't done anything wrong. Still, the halacha is that orla is also b'hanoh, so bas b'chalav, shenev da'aveira, you cook, the Torah says explicitly, lo sevasho gedi b'chalev imoy, that we're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. So the person who cooked meat and milk certainly was over, did something wrong. Certainly, and it didn't, that certainly the bas b'chalav is also b'hanoh. But the question can be asked on that, says the Gemara. From when you began having this tree, it became orla from the first moment. Time of bas b'chalav. When we speak about bas b'chalav, when you had the milk alone, and when you had the meat alone, it was shasul hashechus kosher. There was nothing wrong with that meat and the milk. So how could you compare? How could you learn? Asked the Gemara. Bas b'chalav from orla. Answers the Gemara. Chametz b'pesach yichiach. We'll bring a raya from chametz and pesach. Shoyz lo shasa kosher. Chametz and pesach also starts off before pesach as a perfectly fine food, and yet, as we've been learning over the last shiurim, chametz b'pesach is also b'hanoh. What are you going to say about chametz b'pesach? Sheken onish karis. There's a chametz b'pesach is a much more serious aveira because one who eats chametz b'pesach is chayiv karis. Time of bas b'chalav, whereas bas b'chalav shein onish karis, that there is no chayiv karis for eating bas b'chalav. On that, Kalei Kerem Yechichu will bring a raya from Kalei Kerem, Shik Ein Onish Karnus. There is no Chiv Karus for somebody, Rechmon Slon, eating Kalei Kerem. Yet as we began to our shir, yes, as we began our shir today, it's also Bano. It's Kalei Kerem, it's also Bano. So the question is, you can't learn from Bas B'cholov, you can't learn from Kalei Kerem the way Abaye taught it to us, to Bas B'chalav. Vim Isa, if we're saying, says the Gemara, as Abaye is correct, Nifrach Malakali Kerem, Shekayim Loikin Alem Afir Shloikin Derech HaNahasam. So how could you attempt to learn from Kalei Kerem, which is even Os Shloikin Derech Achila, to Bas B'chalav, which is not Os Shloikin Derech Achila? Vabaye, how does Abaye respond? Time of Mai. How will Abaye respond? Time bas b'chalav. The obvious question is that you can't bring a raya from Kalei Kerem to bas b'chalav she'en loikin lam el derech achilasim. Ask the Gemara, ought to bas b'chalav lash achil k'sibui? Does the Torah use the word achila by bas b'chalav? And therefore, Abaye is going to suggest that just like I said in today's shir, says Abaye, that Kalei Kerem, since the Torah doesn't use the word achila, I learned from there that Kalei Kerem is not only also b'achila, also b'anoa, but it's even also shloike derech achila and shloike derech anoa. So too will be the halacha by bas b'chalav, and that by bas b'chalav will also be also b'achila, shloike derech achila, and also b'anoa, shloike derech anoa. And your question will fall away. Vidach, the kamaisala. The other one that did ask this question in Abaye, says the Gemara, Lachi Gama Mnevela, the Torah, as we started this piece of Gemara, that connected Bas B'chalav to Nevela, to Trefa, the Gemara uses the word Nevela, but it means Trefa, to learn Ma Nevela. Certainly when we speak about Nevela Trefa, the Halach is, it's only Asa Derech HaNahasa, because there the Torah does use the word Achila, Af bas b'chalav k'derech hanasa. It's only going to be you only chay by bas b'chalav k'derech hanasa. Abaye, how will Abaye respond to that? Says the Gemara, Abaye savar. Abaye holds l'hochi loikasa achila b'gufa. The reason the Torah didn't write the word achila by bas mechalov, loyma shlokin lava filish shlokin dechad nasa. What the Gemara is saying is that even though we are learning in some way halachas of bas mechalov from the vela, doesn't mean that we have to learn it all the way. And what that means to say is that bas mechalov is mut is bas mechalov is also bahano afilu shlokin derchana. Ask the Gemara, but how do you want to learn Bas B'cholov from Kalei Kerem? Even if you'll say that Bas B'cholov doesn't say Achila, and therefore Bas B'cholov should be also even Shloike Derech Hanoh, but how did you anyway want to learn Bas B'cholov from Kalei Kerem? Mala Kalei Kerem, she came to Hoysel Shasa Kosher. It never had a Shasa Kosher, whereas, as we just said, Bas B'cholov had a Shasa Kosher. Because, as Rashi explains, the Riyamask of Alifreich, the Gemara at this point is assuming that when you plant different types of seeds together, they don't become usur with Issachlayim, only what emanates, only what grows after you plant it. So if that's the case, Bas B'cholov, so Kalei Kerem never had a Shasa Kosher, because as long as they're not grow, as long as they haven't grown anything new, so then it's not Kalei Kerem. And after they grew something new, which is indeed Kalei Kerem, but that's not like Bas B'cholov, which as soon as you mix them together, even though nothing new comes from that mixture, the halacha is that it's of course considered Bas B'cholov. Amar Papa, Amar Avad Bar Hava, how do we answer this question? Zois Semeres, the way to answer this question is that Kalei Kerem Ikra Nesorim. As soon as the two different types of seeds take root in the ground, they already become Asur. So then it's perfectly the same. This had a Shasa Kosher, these different seeds, but when I put them together, they lose that Shasa, they become Asur. Just like Bas B'cholov, that the meat and milk that we began with separately, when I mix them together, they become also because of Bas B'cholov. However, on Shasa Kosher, but they did have a Shasa Kosher, Kodem HaShrosha, before they take root in the ground. Masra Shemaya. So from here we see that as soon as they take root, but they have to take root. So they saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Shlita was asked the question. We're learning now that for Kalei Kerem, you're only chai for the Kalei Kerem when they take root on the ground. So he was asked, we know on Shabbos, one of the melachos of Shabbos is Areya. Now certainly, if you plant something on the ground on Shabbos, it doesn't take root before Shabbos is over. It takes time for something to take root. So he was asked, so why, how or why is anyone ever chai for Zareya on Shabbos? So Rav Chaim's Shlita answered that there's a very big difference between the melacha of Shabbos versus Klayim. When we speak about the melacha on Shabbos, the Torah doesn't want us to do different melachas. The Torah doesn't want us to do these activities. And therefore, the Isra of Zri on Shabbos is just the actual planting, even though nothing really happened because of that planting. However, he says, when we speak about Klayim, the Issur Klayim is not dependent on the act of the planting. This Issur Klayim is on the result. And therefore, until it takes root, it's not considered that we did Klayim. Ask the Gemara, Moser Shmaya, it says in Masechta Klayim, Perek Zayim Mishneches, Hamavi Otzut Nokuf. If you have a perforated flower pot that has in it different seeds or different plants that grew, and you're moving it over in a kerem, and because it has in it this hole, it causes that there should be nourishment from the grapevines into what's in this flower pot, and therefore we have now a situation of Kalei Kerem. So the halacha is im hoisif masayim asur. If what grows now in the flower plot grew 1/200th, Even though normally the shear, a bittel, is 60 to 1, or by truma we learned earlier, the shear a bittel is 100 to 1, by klale akerim, the shear is 200 to 1. So we have now an extra 200 gru, then the whole thing becomes usur of klayim. Hoisif, but what do we see from here? Hoisif in, only because there's something new that grew here. That's why even what was there from before becomes usur. Loi hoisif, but the fact that what was in this flower pot got nourishment from what was growing from the ground doesn't make what's in the flower pot usur. But if the way we are learning is correct, that whatever grows extra is that as soon as it gets together, it's usur, so what do I have to have that it should be hoisif? Must be that kali akerem, not like bas b'chalav, only if something new grows from this mixture do we have a problem of kali akerem, and therefore it never had a shasa kosher. Unlike bas b'chalav, that the two foods that were mixing together were both independently mutter and now mixed together and are considered bas b'chalav. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Trei Kroik Sivan. That two psukim speaking about Kalei Akerem. The Torah says, the pasuk says, Loisizra, the two, Loisizra Chakam Chakloim, Pentigdash Amaleya, Hazara Shatizra Suvus Akerem. Siv Hazara, which seems to indicate that the actual plants that were planted become Osir, Siv Hamaleya, what grew extra. How could these two psukim be consistent? On one hand, it seems only what grows new is asur. On the other hand, it seems the original seeds that were planted are asur. Answers the Gemara. Zrua mikara, something was planted in the ground there, bashrosha. As soon as it took root, it becomes asur. Prior to that, it's not usur. Zrua ba, but if something was planted from before, and then, as the case of the perforated flower pot, there, hoisef in, loy hoisef loy. So therefore, an otzit snokuf, that the plant was already in the there, so there the halach is, it only becomes usur because of what extra grows. However, if you plant two seeds together, they become usur. They become usur right away. So the Miri makes a point, which is not like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Miri says that the person who plants Kali HaKerem together, even though, as we said, it doesn't become Kali HaKerem until it takes root when you're planting them together, not the Otzitz Nokov, the Aveira of Kali HaKerem, says the Meiri, you're over right away. Not like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Panim Yofis disagrees. And he says that everybody agrees that by Kalei Kerem, you're not chayiv until they actually take root. So if you planted them and nothing happens in between, and you take it out before they take root, you will have saved yourself an Aveira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, become a srapin. A person may use anything, even something which is also bahano for refuah, chutz mi ase asherah, except for ase asherah. These are trees that were planted l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore, as we're going to learn, you can't use them for refuah because it looks like you believe in avodah zarah. Tosfos goes on to explain that the reason we can't use atzei asherah for refuah is for we are concerned that if somebody's going to use atzei asherah and that of avodah zarah, and he gets baruch shem healthy, he's going to come to believe in the avodah zarah, and therefore Tosfos says the isser is only if you can't use different tree for refuah. So therefore, since the only tree that could be used for atzia for the refuah is atzia sheira, we have to be concerned that he's going to make a mistake and come to believe in avodah zara. But if it's not specifically this tree that you have to use, you could have a refuah with other trees, and the tree that you happen to have available happens to be an atzia sheira. So nobody's going to make a mistake and believe, well, I had the refuah because of atzia sheira. I had the refuah because I had this tree. Their halacha is, Taisa says, that you will be allowed to use it. You will allowed to use that tree. The Ran says a different reason why we may not use atzia sheira. Because the Torah says, la yibak biyotchem uma menacherim. The Torah is very strict when it speaks about avodah zara, lo yidbak biyotchem uma, you shouldn't have any connection to the avodah zara. And since the Torah is taking that strong position about not having any hanor from avodah zara, even if you could have found different tree to do that, to use for your refuah, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha will be that you can't use atzei asherah. Ask the Gemara, hey chidami. What exactly, what is the situation that we are discussing about? Inem de kisakana, if the person is so ill that there's a situation of sakana stafashis, so ask the Gemara at this point, the halacha ought to be, I feel atzei asherah nami. We should be allowed to use atzei asherah. Because as the Gemara Masech, the Yuma that pei hei omebeis teaches us, the pasuk says, v'chai behem, and the Gemara over there explains, v'chai behem v'loish yomis behem, that a person asks, that pikuach nefesh, is doicha everything, is doicha all averis in the Torah. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Horus makes a very interesting point. He says that there are two concepts that we think are the same, but are really not the same. There's one concept, like we're learning now, Bekomis Rapim, that you're allowed to use anything that's usur if you need it, the tzorich refuah. Then there's another concept, yavav al yaharig, except for the three averis that we're going to discuss in our shir, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shvichas damim, a person shouldn't give up his life. He should rather do the avera than give up his life. How do we understand these two different concepts? So Rabbi Chanan explains that yavav al yaharig is a situation of oinus. A person is put into a situation that if he won't do the Avera, it will cause him to die. So the Torah says, Yavav al Yaharig, don't do the Avera. That doesn't mean that it's not an Avera. It's an Avera, but it's an Avera that the Torah said that under these circumstances, you may violate. But when we speak about Bekom Asrapim, it's not, it means that L'chatchila, when there's a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, we should do whatever we have to do. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says, there can be discussion, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, by other Averis, if a person wants to be Machmer and let himself be killed, may he do so. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's only a discussion by other Averis. But when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, or Bekom Misrapim, one has no right to be Machmer. And he has to be Machmer to do whatever he has to do. This Kibbutz Ha'oris is a Masech Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, Yevamos Mem Tes, Simen Tes. Read the Lekas Sakana. If on the other hand, the case that we're referring to as the Gemara is where there is no Sakana, I feel Kol Isurin Shebetorah Nami, that of course we have no right to violate an Isser. Answers the Gemara, Loilam Deikas Sakana. We are referring to a situation where there is a konas nefashis. V'afilo hachi, still, atzei asher eloi. Avodah zarah is more strict. The Tanya is stricter. The Tanya b'lezer oimer, a pasuk that we say so often, v'aftas Hashem elokecha, b'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshecha, o v'chol ma'idecha. Ma'idecha means your money. So the question obviously is, im nema b'chol nafshecha, if a Torah says that a person has to be ready to give up his life, for Havas Hashem, what does the Torah say? B'chama idecha. V'im nemi b'chama idecha. On the other hand, the Torah uses the words b'chama idecha. Lama nemi b'chal nafshecha. What does the Torah say? B'chal nafshecha. Ela lamelach to teach us. Yesh Adam If you have a person who obviously cares about himself more than he cares about his money, the Torah says, and you still have to love Hashem more than you love yourself and be ready to give up your life for it. But there are people who their money is more precious to them than their actual lives. To them, the Torah says that you have to be ready to give up your money for avoidance Hashem. So here the Gemara taught us this very big concept of Mesiris Nefesh. And the Gemara also spoke about a person who's ready to give up his money more than his life. So many Mefarshim make the observation. In the first parsha of Krishma of Ahavta, the Torah says, and we just read, b'chol vavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol moedecha. In the second parsha of Krishma of Ahayim Shemaya, the Torah says, b'chol vavchem, u'b'chol nafshchem, and the Torah doesn't say, b'chol moedecha. Why not? So Mefarshim say, the first parsha of Krishma is said b'loshin yochid. It's possible to find an individual who loves himself, who loves his money more than he loves himself. But to find an individual who, to find a rabbin that love their money more than themselves, that's difficult to find. That's not going to happen. Because people, of course, normal people, love themselves more than they love the money. So the first pasha, which is written to Yechidim, that's possible to happen. So the Torah has to say, B'chol Moedecha. The second parasha, where that's not going to happen, the Torah doesn't write, B'chol Moedecha. The Kol Aliyo explains the Gemara as follows. Sometimes a person is ready to do a mitzvah, but even though he's ready to do a mitzvah that will take exertion, he'll have to work on doing the mitzvah, but he's not going to be ready to spend money to do a mitzvah. He's ready to give up his time, his energy, but not his money. So that's why the first parasha, which speaks about living that way, says B'chol Moedecha. The second parasha, that isn't what it's speaking about. That's why the pasuk doesn't say B'chol Moedecha. I saw that the Leiv Simcha points out, the Leiv Simcha at a certain point made different rules that not so much resources should be spent on making simchas or making weddings, etc. That's why he says it doesn't say B'chol Moedecha in the second parasha. We just learned that the second parasha is speaking to the tzibur. The Leiv Simcha said, when it comes to a tzibur, we have to be worried about the money of a tzibur. And since we have to be worried about the money of a tzibur, then maybe we have to not, therefore it doesn't say B'chol Moedecha. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bekomis Rabin, we could use anything for if it's a situation of refuah, Chutzma Avodazar of Agil Arayas, except for Avodazar of Agil Arayas, and Shvichas Damim. What's the halacha if somebody did the wrong thing, and he did one of these Averis? So the Rambam says that if somebody did, in Hilchos Yisoida Torah, Perikei Alokavov, says that if somebody did so, he deserves to get punished. Ask the Achronim, that the Rambam himself says that if somebody was forced to do one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, which we know, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, the Alok is Yarek Val Yaver, he should give up his life. If he didn't give up his life, he isn't punished. Why, asked the Rambam, does the Rambam say that if you did a refuah in a way that you weren't allowed to do the refuah, yet you're going to get punished? So the Pre-Chadosh answers. In a case that we said that he was misrapa, the Rambam is referring to a situation that we're not certain that he's going to die, we're not certain that this refuah will bring a refuah. And therefore, the Rambam is of the opinion, how did you do this Avera when it's not certain that you would die, that's not certain that this refuah would work? But in a situation where we know for sure that if you're not going to do this Avera, you will be killed. That's why we could, if you, even though you did the wrong thing, you don't get punished. The Arsameich says that along the same line, when you were forced to do the Avera, so you are in the category of an Oynus. And whenever somebody is in the category of an Oynus, the halacha is Oynus Rachmana Patrei. However, when somebody did a refuah with something that he wasn't supposed to take, that isn't considered an Oynus, explains the Arsameach. And if it's not in the category of an Oynus, he therefore will get the punishment that he deserves, according to the Rambam. Avodah Zarah. How do we know that you may not use Avodah Zarah for refuah? As we just learned, says the Gemara, Kada Amoran, that's what the Torah taught us, B'chol Nafshecha. So I saw that many poskim, Rav Ozlin, the Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel, Simon, Kuv, Zayin, and the Miches Yitzchak also discusses this question in Chela Gvov, Simon Pei, that apparently there's a situation of a person, there's a priest who has a tremendous power that he could heal people, he could operate on people without even needing to make a cut. And the question is, may someone who's not well go to that person for an operation? He claims that his healing power, that he has healing powers, but has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So both Rav Vosner and the Miches Yitzchak, in discussing the Shaila, say as follows. They say, If you happen to go to a doctor who, besides being a doctor, also happens to be a priest, there's no issue in going to such a doctor. Because if he's healing you in the normal course of way medicine is performed, so he's qualified to be used as much as any other doctor. However, if you go to a doctor who's a priest and is not healing in a normal way, we need to be concerned that as part of his healing process, he's going to be saying different incantations which represent Avodah Zarah. Moreover, they explain, we have to be concerned, and it's really the Tosfos that we quoted a little earlier, that by somebody using this type of a doctor in the way he does medicine, you're going to begin to believe that this doctor, that Avodah Zarah has power. It's not coincidental that he's a priest and he also has these incredible powers. And therefore they both say one may not use such a doctor with whatever process he uses, even though he's very sick. The Gemara continued saying that we may not use Gilei Arayos or Shfichas Damim for refuah. Ask the Gemara, how do we know? Gilei Arayos or Shfichas Damim, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Omer, the Pasuk speaks about a Nara Hamarasa, who was violated. The Pasuk says, Kikash Yokam Ish Al Re'eu Ritzocha Nefesh Ken Adov Azeh. So ask the Gemara, V'chimayinin Ritzeich Etzel Nara Marasa. What does the Torah connect Ritzeich to Nara Marasa? Says the Gemara, one of the ways that we learn is with Ein Inyan. Hareza Bol Alamit, the Torah is coming to teach from Ritzeich on Nara Marasa, the nimtza that you learn halachas one from the other. Makish roi tzeach the nara marasa. The Torah connects these two halachas. Ma nara marasa. If we see somebody is coming to violate this woman, the halacha is we nitten latzila benafshay. We're allowed to kill the person who's doing it. If there's no other way of saving the girl, then the halacha is we could do whatever we need to do. It's based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. The pasuk says regarding the Nara Marasa, Ki besod matzah tzaka hanara hamarasa ve'ein mishila. So it seems from here because there was nobody else that could have saved her. But if somebody could have saved her, the person who could have saved her can do whatever he needs to do to save her. Afri tzeach, the same thing. But if somebody is looking to murder somebody else, the law is nitin latzila benafshay for self defense. Or to defend the victim, we could kill the murderer. Na'am Rosh Mertzeach, and what do we learn Na'am Rosh from Mertzeach? Ma'am Mertzeach, the halacha is Yehorig Val Yavar, don't let yourself, you're not allowed to kill in order to avoid Ritzicha, Af Naramarasa Tarek Val Tavar. So Taisus, Divrei Maskil Af, has a discussion. Certainly, a male may never be over the Avera of Gilei Arayus in order to, for whatever purpose, even if it's a situation of Sakonis Nefashis. The question is regarding the woman. Is there, do we say the same concept regarding the woman? The woman who's acting in a passive fashion, do we also say that? So Tosfos at the beginning says that we don't say that by the woman. Since she's not actively doing an Aveira of Gilei Arayus, if she's just in a passive state, the halacha is that she's allowed to do Gilei Arayus. There are other, then Taisa says there are others that disagree, that even the woman who did this in a passive state will be, it's considered Gilei Arayus. Where is this relevant? The halacha is that if a woman had relations with a man, berotzen, not with a husband, she becomes also to her husband. What would be the halacha in such a situation where a woman was forced to have relations with another man? According to the Gemara, a person has no, even though it's a situation of sakanas nefashis, the halacha is yaveh v'al yaharig, and not a question is yaharig v'al yaveh. Not a question is if she did it, will she be also to her husband? A very, very complicated question. Ask the Gemara, Shvichas Damim Gufim Nolam. How do we know that Shvichas Damim is also Yarg Vel Yavar? Answers the Gemara, it's a Sfora. Ki Hodos L'Kamei D'Rova. V'amalei, and somebody came to Rava and asked him, Maru D'Doi, the governor of our city, Amalei Zil Katli L'Planyei, kill someone, because if not, Katil Nalach, we will kill you. Amalei, so he was told, Lick the loch, loy tikdol. Let him kill the governor, kill the person, loy tikdol. Let yourself be killed and don't kill. Because why? The my chazer the dama the doch sumach tvei. What says that your blood is redder than the dama who gaver sumach tvei? What makes you more important than the other person? And therefore, since you are no more important than the other person, then you have no right to give up your life. So the Maram Chalva says if the entire basis for this halacha is based because one makes you better or more than the next person, if somebody is told, if you won't kill this person, we will kill both of you, the Maram Chalva says that maybe then you would be allowed to kill the person because the person is getting killed anyway. The Kesem Mishnah says that the reason our Gemara explains by Ritzicha, we don't say Yaver v'al Yaharig, is because of Mike Chazis. He says it's only giving a reason, but the din, it's not that we take the reasoning, says the Kesef Mishnah, and look at every situation and see if this reasoning is applicable in this situation, then we will apply it or not apply it. This is very relevant to a very famous tshuva that Ramosha discussed. Ramosha discussed a situation where there were Siamese twins that were born. One was a healthy child, and one was not such a healthy child. And the question that was asked to Ramosha was that if we separate them, or we need to kill one of them, the other one will survive. So Ramosha was asked, here we have these two children. One is going to survive because he's a healthy child, and the other one won't survive. So Moshe said, our Gemara says that one is murder prohibited because what makes me better than you? But if we have these two children, where one will be healthy and one is not, so we're not both equal. And therefore, we don't apply that. Therefore, we would be allowed to do what we need to do, even though it will cause that the other child may pass away. Rabbeinu Pavarsky, however, in the Sefer Bat Kodesh, disagrees. And he says, the Svara that we just quoted from the Kesef Mishnah, that even though the Gemara based this rule on a Svara, the Svara is not what we look at when we have to paskin the Shaila. The Shaila we paskin, the Shaila that we paskin is that murder, we may never murder. By murder, there's a halacha of Yaharug Val Yaver. I saw that the Mefarshim say that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from this Gemara. Because we sometimes look at people and we judge this person is better, this person is more important than the other person. Say the Mefarshim, what we learn from this Gemara, that no, all of us are equal. Because if not, then the Svara, my Chazal, the Dam, the Dach, say, this person is a greater person, this person is a bigger Talmud Chacham. The Gemara doesn't use any of those Svara. The Gemara says that in all circumstances, it becomes also to do. There's a tremendous lesson that we're all really equal. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Kol Mevaser, this Gemara is a lesson, an anivus. This Gemara is here to teach us the value of being modest and humble. Because look at it. The Gemara is saying that everybody is equal. There's not one more person who we should consider more important than the other person. The lesson that we're all supposed to be modest. Don't think that you're better or greater than someone else. Says the Gemara, Ma'abar of Ashkech L'Ravina, the Shaivle L'Berti B'Gurka D'Arla. He met him smearing his daughter with the oil that came out of Arla tree, of Alice from the Arla tree. Amalei, so he said, Eimed Amar Rabbanon B'Shas Iskana. So Shas Iskana, this is in one of the Gimel Averis, we be allowed to do it. However, Shloisha Asakana Mi Amar, Amalei, Hai Ishta Tzimirta, my daughter has a high temperature, and therefore it's considered Kishas Iskana Dami. Ikadami, Amalei, he said to me, I'm doing it Shloik Kedarach Hano. Usually, olive oil is only made from oils that are already ripened. This was made from olive oil that weren't ripened, so Shloik Kedarach Hano. And since it's Shloik Kedarach Hano, that's why I'm allowed to do it. Itmar. So now the Gemara begins a new sugya. Hano Habol Al Adam Bal Karcha. Of a person had hano, but he didn't want to have that hano. It came to him against his will. Abai Amar Mutaris. Abai says such hano is mutter. For example, somebody walks by Beis Avodah Zorah and he smells the fragrance that's coming out from the Beis Avodah Zorah. So Abai says it's mutaris. Rava Amar Asura, and Rava says it's asur. Because as the Achroinim explain, the Shari Yosha discusses the Stavni Nezer, Rabbi Chanan, the Kibbutz Shiurim. If somebody has Hano, which he didn't have any part in getting that Hano, then the halacha is that that's not considered Hano. The halacha is, and Hano is only considered, an Aveira is only considered an Aveira when you did a Maisav to do the Aveira. Here, you did a maisa. You did walk by the Beis Avodah Zorah, but you didn't go there to have the hano. The Shari Yosher says a very interesting point. He says, as we've been learning in all of our previous shiurim, when, according to Rabbi Avuah especially, he says, how do we know that most Averis hano is asur? Because the Torah said, like Soicho, and Rabbi Avuah taught us that when the Torah says, like Soicho, it includes an Issa hano. Why did the Torah, says Rav Shimon, the Shari Yosha, use the word loisoichal to teach us Issa Hana? Because achila comes through a maisa. So we learn from here that only when an aveira comes through a maisa, that's when the halacha is that it's asr. But if it then comes through a maisa, it's not considered that you had hana. So again, says the Gemara, hana bala ladam bal karcha, if you didn't actively do something to bring that hana, Abai Amma Mataris Rav Amma Masur. Says the Gemara, Efshir, if it's a situation where you could have avoided this, that means you did not have to walk by the Beis Avodah Zorah, become a chavit, and you did walk there, and you did intend to enjoy that fragrance. Or a situation of Lai Efshir, where it was impossible for you to avoid it, but
there was no other way to get to where you are going without walking by the Avodah Zarah. The kam mechavin, and you had a kavana to have a no, kulam amplegal asar. Says the Gemara, everybody will agree that it's asar. What is the case? Loy efshur, you could not have avoided the situation, and furthermore, loy mechavin, you didn't have any intent to have a no. There, everybody will say kulam amplegal that shari. The machloikis is the efshur. You could have avoided it, but you didn't have any kavana to have hanah. Says the Gemara, Li Rabbi Yehuda the Amar, Rabbi Yehuda who says, as we learned extensively in Masechta Shabbos, that Davashem is kavan is asur. So even though you didn't have a kavana to do this Aveira, still, you just like by Shabbos, you didn't have kavana to do this Melacha, it's still considered you a Mechal Shabbos. Here too, Kula Amalai Pligid Asur, Abai and Rava, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would hold its asur. Ki pligi, the Machloika, says the Gemara, between Abaya and Rava, is according to Rav Shimon in this situation of Esha and Loi Mechavin. I leave Rav Shimon, Dama, Dava, Shein, Meskavin, Mutter. According to Rav Shimon, that holds the Dava, Shein, Meskavin, Mutter. That's why Abaya is going to say that according to Rav Shimon, since you're potter by Dava, Shein, Meskavin, here too, since you were Loi Mechavin, you're potter. For Rav Amma, and Rava disagrees. He says, "At kan loikam Rav Shimon. When did Rav Shimon say that you potter by dov shere meskavin el heichad alay efshur, where you could have avoided it? Aval heichad efshur, where it was impossible to avoid, that's not considered dov shere meskavin." The way the Mefarshim explain it, it's very similar to a concept that we've learned many times, a concept of psik reisha, and since it's considered a psik reisha, that's why you'll be chayiv. And in fact, the Rishonim all say the only way we could defend, understand Abaye's opinion, we're going to have to explain that this is a situation that having the hano, the efshur, was not a psik reisha. Beke damri, there's a different version. Efshur, where you could have avoided it. And loy mechavin, and you didn't avoid it. But you didn't have a hano to have, you didn't have kavana to have hano. That's the machloikas plukted Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda holds the Dov Shenem Eskavin is Osir, this will be Osir. According to Rabbi Shimon holds the Dov Shenem Eskavin is Mutter, it will be Mutter. In a situation of Loi Efshur, the Loi Kamechavin, where you couldn't avoid it and you didn't have any Kavanah Tavano, Kulam Le Pligi the Shari, everybody will agree that it's Mutter. Ki Pligi, where do we have the Machloikis? The Loi Efshur, we couldn't have avoided it, the Kamechavin, but you had Kavanah anyway. But leave it to Rav Shimon, the Ozal Basu Kavana. According to Rav Shimon, that says that we look at a person's Kavana. So, Kulam Le Pligi Dasar, because you had Kavana. Ki Pligi, I leave it to Rav Yehuda. The Machlaikas is according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that always holds, Loishna Miskavin, Loishna Miskavin, whether you had Kavana or not, Efsha Asar. A person may not do a Mais Isser if he could have not have done it. Whether he had kavana, whether he didn't have kavana. Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to the concept of Dovah Shere Meskavin. Abaya, so now is going to turn out saying, like Rabbi Yehuda, because since Rabbi Yehuda said that by Efshaloi Mechavin is Osir, so we see it depends on the Maisa. It doesn't depend on the kavana. And since we're now living situation, we're dealing now with a situation where it was Loi Efshur. So the Maisa was a Maisa that you could not avoid. So Rabbi Yehuda, fascinating, who usually throughout Shas is the Machmer versus Rabbi Shimon, here according to Abaya will be Mekel. Rav Amalach, and Rav is going to say, At kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, ene meskavin ke meskavin. Rabbi Yehuda, says Rav, as we just said, is always the one that's a Machmer. Avil, that we should use Rabbi Yehuda's Svara to have a Kula, Avil, Amos Kavan Lakula, to say that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Mekel in this situation versus Rabbi Shimon Loi is not a tenable position.